producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I was driving on my way to work, and I was, there's been this story that people are talking about, I guess, a woman who was quote-unquote hangry, which is a combination of being hungry and angry. And I guess a customer attacked a fast food worker because she was quote-unquote hangry. I was listening to, I was listening to Mercedes in the morning on this, and they were talking about hangry and, you know, have you ever been hangry? And when I first heard about this story of this woman attacking a fast food worker, the first thing that came to my mind was drugs. Okay? These fits, these outbursts of rage. From what I understand, she bitter. I mean, let's just go through the story. This is here from WTVR, okay, in Richmond, Virginia. And Wendy's manager, LaTanya Nelson, said the confrontation happened at the Wendy's restaurant on Brook Road near Azalea Avenue Monday night, okay? 25-year-old Lovely Robinson, her name is Lovely Robinson, was the angriest customer she had ever personally served. Nelson said Robinson stormed into the lobby behind another employee after changing her order from two spicy chicken sandwiches. She changed the order from that to four 99-cent chicken sandwiches. So, I guess, you know, rather than, I guess, I don't know. So, she says she only had $4 instead of 11. Fast food manager said she had no choice but to defend herself. She came in cursing and said, I'll come across the counter. So I said, okay. She jumped over, so I defended myself, she said. She didn't have me in size, but she had the heart. I'll give her that. I told her, you can't be in here. You got to go. The two, I guess, they threw, let me see. They were throwing stuff from the French fry bin, the fryer. She clamped down right above my knee. They were punching. She was biting. And the attack left a large bite above Nelson's left knee. And she was able to fight the woman off. Police charged Robinson with malicious wounding, intentionally damaging property, preventing law enforcement from making an arrest, and trespassing. She declined a request for an interview. Nelson went back to work Tuesday night. Now, this is what bothers me about these things, okay? So, right now, everybody's kind of talking about the topic of hangry, which I think is a good topic to discuss. Hunger and anger and, you know, at the same time. Because, you know, I talked about that the other day, where, you know, when I get hungry, I'm more moody. If I get a little hypoglycemic, you know, I am very testy. And so, yeah, we get hangry at times. But to assault somebody and to animalistically bite them, what is going on? So, you know, I've seen people on benders, and I've seen people when they're hungry, they're hungry. And I mean, almost starvation mode where they will kill before, you know, they get, you know, and you see this, but you see it in people high on drugs or coming down from their high. So here's a woman who ordered, I guess, a couple sandwiches, got mad that it wasn't the order she wanted. I don't know. And then she decided to go crazy. I don't know what we're supposed to do, we average Joes out there, when somebody wants to turn around and attack. And, you know, one thing I've explained to you guys, and I think we should explain, you know, to people at school, etc., is at any moment, you could have somebody that just goes ballistic. And, you know, we assume that when we go to a store, when we go to a restaurant, etc., everybody is there doing their own business. And time again, you hear somebody come in with a gun. or somebody come in and grope you, or somebody come in and attack you. And, you know, I've talked about this a lot, how, you know, I think we need to, you know, have the same sense of caution as police do. You know, they know exactly what to look for. They're always looking. You know, me as a doctor, you know, I don't want to say I always judge, but I always have my radar on. You know, is somebody fainting over there? If somebody, you know, I always kind of know where the emergency exits are. I always try to look for the AEDs. Right, you know, so I could revive somebody if I have to. I always look at, you know, I make sure I have my phone. When I go on a plane, I usually have a mask and gloves in case I need to do anything. You know, because after dealing with some codes or dealing with medical emergencies, that stuff happens, and you want to be ready. I think we all need to be prepared. So when you tell somebody, bring it. Okay, you're thinking it's back to when you guys were in the schoolyard and it was somebody where you guys are going to scuffle. You have no idea. You know, there was a, it got global attention, but I guess there was a road rage incident in my neck of the woods on a Las Vegas highway where somebody was on a motorcycle. He kind of comes up to a truck who tried to cut him off, and the people in the truck pulled a gun on him. Okay, I mean, you have, and he said he didn't even notice the gun. Until later when he saw the video. And I guess there was somebody else videotaping it or whatever. But, you know, this is what we're dealing with now. People have guns. People have weapons. People may want to kill you. People are either low in serotonin or they're on drugs or they could be hangry. Now, I also see an epidemic of hanger, okay, with the H, because a lot of us eat crap. And the more crap you eat, the more your body doesn't like it. So if your breakfast is a Pop-Tart or a sugary cereal, you know, you're going to burn through that in a couple hours, and you're going to be grumpy by 9, 10 o'clock. Okay, what are you doing to make sure you're getting good fuel? You know, and I see what people eat. Oh, I grabbed a breakfast burrito, or I grabbed this, I grabbed this. And I'm like, did you have protein? Did you have any fruit? Did you have any vegetables? I mean, you know, what did you feed yourself? You know, they're starting to talk about how maybe, you know, dairy and fat is important to have, you know, more often than we think. You know, think back to when you grew up on a farm, if any of us any of us did. I mean, you know, you milked the cow, you had the milk, okay, you had the butter, you had the, I mean, you incorporated fat into your diet. I'm not saying you need fat, but I think the carbs that people are taking in may be making them a little crazy. Well, glad everyone's okay with this. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you find it aggravating to wait for your slow-flow gravity filter to produce water? Does your system run so slow that it takes an hour or more to get less than a gallon of water? Slow-flow gravity water filters often utilize inferior technology that requires four elements to produce less than a gallon of filtered water per hour. Moreover, these elements don't eliminate a broad spectrum of difficult-to-remove contaminants, such as viruses. Well, there's good news for you. You can upgrade your slow-flow system with the power of Black Berkey Purification Elements. That's because they're interchangeable with most slow flow systems, and they purify water up to 8 times faster. You could replace 4 of the slow flow elements with a single Black Berkey purification element and double the speed of your system. Upgrade today to Black Berkey purification elements, the fastest and most powerful gravity elements available. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and ask about the specials. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
She's dying. All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. You guys are not going to like this one. First, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this headline caught my eye. Some companies are hiring firms to predict employees' disease risk and likelihood of pregnancy. Doesn't sound very good, does it? Okay? When they talk about it, they make it sound really, really lovely. Okay? They say there are employee wellness firms and insurers, and they are working with companies to look at the data of what the employees use in terms of prescriptions and how they shop and even if they vote, I guess, to predict their individual health needs and to recommend treatments. Aw, thank you. What did we do without you in the past? And they're doing it to try to stem healthcare costs. They say companies, according to Fox News, including retailer Walmart, are paying firms like Castlight Healthcare, Inc. to collect and crunch employee data to identify which workers are at risk for diabetes. Oh, how nice. And then they will target them with personalized messages, nudging them towards a doctor or services such as weight loss programs. I don't see the bad. I mean, it's all good. Too good to be true, huh? Oh, yeah. Companies say the goal is to get employees to improve their own health as a way to cut corporate health care bills. Very nice. That's all fine and dandy. We're in La La Land right now. But here's the problem. Okay? Now you have your employer who, by federal law, shouldn't know your personal information. And here's another way for them to get it. Remember I told you I thought FMLA forms have to be, FMLA has to be done completely different? Because it's telling the doctor to write down the medical facts as to why your patient gets FMLA, and then the patient has to bring that into their employer, so then the employer knows if they're having menstrual cramps or HIV or a botched abortion that is making them take off work or depression or stress, anxiety. Well, now we have these quote-unquote, what do they call these companies? Health firms? These, what are they called? They're wellness firms. Wellness firms. Now, before I rip this a new one, okay, let's just kind of look at devil's advocate here for a second, okay? Obamacare is telling companies that they have to pay for your health insurance. Obamacare is, you know, telling them that they have to pay for an area to, for your employee to breastfeed. So if you have very expensive square footage and you have a break room and a bathroom, that's not good enough for somebody who needs to breastfeed. They need more privacy. You can't force them to do it in front of other people, so I get that. So you have to now have a separate area. See, with us, we can use a treatment room. So we'll, if somebody needs to breastfeed, we'll say, you have treatment room there. It's all yours for however long you need. That's fine. It's costly to do that because you could be seeing a patient in that treatment room. You could see multiple patients in that treatment room. But it, you know what? It's we don't really have that many people breastfeeding, and it's okay for us. So you tell a company that they have to, you know, do leave, provide FMLA, and then staff accordingly. And what most employers will tell you is when you have a full crew of staff all having FMLA in their employee file, they need to hire extra people to cover them in order for them to get through what they need to get through, and do their job. And so it's very costly. So, logic would dictate that the employer would want to know who's going to be calling out the most, who's going to be getting pregnant next, who's going to be, who costs them the most amount of money. I condone it at all, but I understand the economics behind that. All right, but now your privacy is at stake. You have no idea sometimes if these wellness firms are involved. And when they are, what are they doing? Again, let me reiterate that your medical information is never private. Okay? Your pharmacy has all the prescriptions you've ever had. Okay? You know, and that's all in a database. So if you did get an HIV medication or a PrEP prophylaxis medication or antibiotics or birth control, and then you stopped getting your birth control, somebody could look at that data. They're not supposed to, okay, unless obviously permission is granted. But an insurance agent, somebody at the insurance company is looking at that data. Somebody at the pharmacy could look at that data. If a doctor requests that information and you give permission, then the doctor's looking at that data. So there's data there to be looked at. Now, we have another headline. Bosses harness big data to predict which workers might get sick. And this is from Rachel Emma Silverman. And she talks about the exact same thing, except obviously in a different way. And so the employers claim that that's their way to keep healthcare costs down and to improve the well-being of their staff members. Now, employers are supposed to be blocked from accessing your healthcare information, your personal health information. But when you hire an outside firm, okay, there's also Active Health Management. That's another firm that's out there. Then they collect from insurers and other health companies the information on the client. Employees are prompted to grant the firm permission to send them health and wellness information via an app, email, or other channels. You can opt out, but you wonder if somebody's looking at that. Silverman writes that Castlight, one of these wellness firms, has recently started examining employees' birth control choices. To determine which employees might soon get pregnant, Castlight recently launched a new product that scans insurance claims to find women who have stopped filling birth control prescriptions, as well as women who have made fertility-related searches on the Castlight's health app. Are you as inflamed as I am? You have absolutely no privacy. All right, let's not even talk about healthcare for a minute, okay? Some of you guys are looking up porn. I don't care if you erase your search history on Google. It's in there. There's an imprint. Look what's going on with iPhone and Apple and the San Bernardino shooter. Okay, there's a history there. Doesn't matter what got deleted. Things are accessible. So, I'm on my computer now. I always get nervous, and I've told you guys I get nervous. Something will happen in the news. Somebody kills something or terrorist act or whatever, and so I Google search the article so I can have it ready for my show. Meanwhile, the government could be seeing Dahlia is Googling terrorist, San Bernardino, ability to get firearms when you're not a citizen. You see what I mean? And then they look up those searches going, oh, we got to watch Dahlia. Like, no, you don't understand. I'm searching this stuff for my show. So I'm always cognizant that anything I search up, if I try to look up an old boyfriend online, I feel guilty doing it, not because of Corey. Corey knows I want to look and see who I could have been with and make fun of what I saw on them to begin with. But I'm more worried about the government seeing that. So your data is not private. Okay? You're getting multiple pain pill prescriptions and you don't want anybody to know about it. The pharmacy knows, the pharmacy tech knows, and your employer probably knows because of these wellness firms. So look, if you have nothing to hide and you don't care, no big deal. Email me, tell me I need my pap smear, tell me I need my mammogram. But I gotta tell you, it just really bugs me that you have thousands of people knowing, what's going on with you, making recommendations. Okay, here it could be a gynecological recommendation and it's a man on the other side. And then you guys heard about this computer hack. L.A. Hospital had to pay $17,000 in ransom, except they did it in bitcoins, to get their medical records back. So here we go. Alan Stefanik, president and chief executive of Hollywood Presbyterian Medical Center, explained the situation. On the evening of February 5th, our staff noticed issues accessing the hospital's computer network. Our IT department began an immediate investigation and determined we had been subject to a malware attack. The malware attack locked access to certain computer systems and prevented us from sharing communications electronically. So now they couldn't get the medical records. They couldn't, administer care. I still have some paper charts. But when you're all computer, what are you supposed to do? Then they were forced to pay ransom. We'll talk about this when we get back. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of us remember back in 2009, President Obama saying, to improve the quality of our health care while lowering its cost, we will make the immediate investments necessary to ensure that within 5 years, all of America's medical records are computerized. This will cut waste, eliminate red tape, and reduce the need to repeat expensive medical tests. And even somebody like me, okay? With as much fear as I have with the computer system, couldn't find too much fault with that statement because it's correct. I hated waiting for somebody back east to fax me a medical record on somebody, and they had already been closed for the day because maybe they left early on a Friday. I'm seeing a patient 4:45 on a Friday, which would mean it was 7:45 over there. Who would be open in a medical office? And there's no way to access records, nobody to fax me the last EKG, so I have to redo the EKG. Or I have to order the blood work, or I have to, you know. So, you know, going to medical records that are electronic made sense from a saving money standpoint, an ease standpoint. And, you know, as a patient, don't you get very frustrated that nobody can access, you know, your records and you have to redo the tests? So it makes sense. My problem is I never trusted computers. And I never trusted people who could hack into computers. So what happened with this Los Angeles hospital is something that my guess can happen very easily and happen more and more often. Where back on February 5th, they got hacked. And then when they contacted authorities, let me see what happened here. The amount of ransom, originally we were told that the amount of ransom was like up to $3.4 million. It was in bitcoins, which is equivalent to $17,000. Now, I don't know who did this, okay? What we do know is the hospital is a 434-bed hospital, more than 500 doctors, and they make about $209 million a year in revenue. Not sure why these people only asked for $17,000 in bitcoins. To me, it sounds like it's somebody really new at this. And they were like, wow, I don't even have a bitcoin. I don't get that. But according to the statement, they say the quickest and most efficient way to restore our systems and administrative functions was to pay the ransom and to obtain the decryption key. In the best instant interest of restoring normal operations, we did this. They say, unfortunately, a lot of companies don't tell anybody if they had fallen victim to ransomware, and especially if they paid the criminals. That's what I was thinking. How many people would publicize this? All right, the damage alone from the publicity would cost even way more than the ransom. Adam Kajawa, malware intelligence head for Malwarebytes, a San Jose-based company that recently released software designed to thwart such attacks. They say, but I know from the experiences I hear about from various industry professionals, this is very common practice. Just hand over the cash. Now, the Hollywood Presbyterian Hospital said, don't worry, patient care had not been compromised in any way. We have no evidence at this time that any patient or employee information was subject to unauthorized access. Some of you had asked about your doctors. This was years ago, as the changes were happening. Why don't your doctors always keep a paper copy? So that they could then turn around, and if the power goes out, or the computer shut down, or the computer got hacked, they could still move on and carry out medication administration, etc. Because the whole purpose of doing electronic medical records and going through the expense and the time is so you don't have to lose the extra time and lose the storage space, etc., of holding paper charts. Okay, we started doing that. As we start to go electronic, I'm like, okay, you know what? What I'm going to do is I'm going to print out the electronic record. I'm going to put in the paper chart. And you do that. In the beginning, as you start to convert over, you do that because you are scared to death. It's kind of like you're standing on the diving board. And you get closer to the diving board. You get closer to the diving board. And you try to maybe stick your foot in to feel the cold. And you're not diving. And then you finally just have to jump on in. And you're going to be fine as long as you do it right, but it's scary stuff. And so, you know, and then you're like, why didn't I do electronic before? You know, because now going through this, it stinks. So, you know, one thing that I'm noticing now in hospitals is when you get a medication, rather than the nurse charting it or writing it down, they use one of those scanners like you see at a grocery store. So they scan the medicine, they scan the code goes into the computer, they make sure it goes in there, then they give that vial of the medication, everything's electronic, everything's digitalized. We were talking about people's IV pumps or their, you know, the risk of their equipment getting hacked. That's some scary stuff. And, you know, you don't want delay of care. And, you know, I noticed even to get the medications, many of them, there's codes. Okay, what about a simple key? Okay, how vulnerable are we to you being in a hospital and somebody hacking it and nobody being able to get you your medicine or administer your medicine when you need it? Okay, I think we're very vulnerable. So, major criticism people have of electronic medical records is that companies that make them have financial incentives, I guess, to keep them from being easily shared. It's like Windows versus Mac operating systems, according to Health News, Kaiser Health News. Many companies are trying to win market share by creating software that doesn't talk to that made by other companies. So if a big hospital uses software from Company X, then all the doctors that work with that hospital will have an incentive to buy that software too. So the whole point of going to electronic records is so hospitals and doctors and everybody could communicate with each other. And one big problem I found years ago was not everybody is using the same company. So if I'm on one company and somebody wants the records, I got to print it and I got to fax it, or you got to electronically fax and then they got to upload it. It's ridiculous. The government, mark my words, is going to force us to all be on the same one. Once we go socialized, and I think we're all dreading that day, but unfortunately it's going to happen. The government is going to make sure that we are all on the same page. All right. I mean, maybe they'll work with Apple, Mac, whatever. Who knows? Okay. But there's going to be a company that is going to be the one that everybody has to communicate with, whether you live in Idaho, whether you live in Arizona, whether you live in Hawaii, and then eventually globally. So that medical records are going to be easily transferred everywhere. And when that happens, lo and behold, China, whoever decides to hack into our system is going to have that. And which is why I'm having many patients say, I'm just here for this. Don't ask me any questions. Well, I want to know more about you. You know, why do you need this medication? I'm not going to tell you because you're going to put it in the chart. And I don't want anybody reading it later. Nobody reads your charts. They're private. We keep them private. Later, everything's going to go electronic. Nope. So you're like, I'm supposed to, you know, ask you questions. I'm supposed to ask, you know, and, you know, nobody wants to be honest. We were talking about this when it came to mental health issues and medical providers being able to upload that information to an FBI link for the government to know who's mentally ill so that they don't get guns. All right? And some of you are like, look, you know, I get some anxiety at times. I'm not going to tell anybody because I want to be able to purchase a gun when I want to and not have somebody, you know, label me as being mentally ill. So we have a problem. And what I foresee is many medical visits are going to be very, very cold, very distant, very, look, I'm just here for this. Just give that to me. We're not going to talk anymore about it. So that, and it's kind of frustrating because I, as a doctor, how am I supposed to diagnose what's going on? Okay. You know, you have a lesion in your groin and we're worried it could be cancer, you know, penile cancer. And you don't want to tell me because you're afraid it's going to go in the medical chart. You know, so you lie about it going, I have a rash. Well, how is that getting treated? So I hear you. I mean, it stinks. We just have to get used to the idea that there's no privacy, that anybody can know anything at any time. 1-877 Doc Deli.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some good shows are back up and running. We got, what, Vikings? Vikings is supposed to be coming back on. Ooh, I like that show. I love shows that you know, are historical and they make history interesting. I don't like when they, you know, put a lot of fake stuff in there, like we're starting to see with the OJ show, People versus OJ, where they're really, you know, over embellishing all the Kardashian family involvement. I don't think we really need to even hear about that, and don't accent on something that we don't care about. So that makes me mad. But other than that, I really like the OJ story, the FX series. But Vikings coming back. I saw The Walking Dead. I didn't even realize The Walking Dead was back on. Didn't really like too much the first episode, but it was okay. I mean, it's okay. I mean, I think we're almost done with The Walking Dead. I like the one where they go back in time, where Fear the Walking Dead. Is that the one where they go back to before where The Walking Dead was just starting? That is good. And I think it's just because I'm getting sick of Walking Dead. So, all right. So anyway, that's my review on that. Better Call Saul is back on. I had no idea. If it wasn't for my DVR telling me, great. Better Call Saul, excellent. Love Bob Odenkirk. I think that's going to be a great series, so I'm pretty happy about that. All right. And then, yeah, American Idol. I've been watching American Idol. I just can't not watch it. I've been watching it ever since season 2, and it's because I had no idea it was on during season 1 until after season 1. So I still watch it. It's a little boring, but other than that, I still like to. You know why I like it is because they'll sing a song that I forgot to sing about, you know, like, oh, man, you know, I love singing that song. And then I'll start singing it again. So that's why. It kind of reminds me of some of the songs that are out there because I start to listen to the same things over and over again, especially on the radio. So anyway, all right, that is your entertainment update. Okay? Next. If you cancel a trip because you don't want to get Zika, will you get your money back? So from what I understand, a lot of travel agencies are getting asked that. And I guess the marketing firm Fluent reports 44% of the people it polled will cancel a trip to the affected region where Zika is. And there's now how many countries, right? Close to 30 countries now affected. Okay? More people who know about the virus are changing their plans. There is no standard approach in the travel industry for Zika. This is right now a virus that we're still, we just heard that there was a definitive link between Zika and the microcephaly, but then I saw another case report saying, no, they're still working on it. So I just saw a report saying they did confirm it. So again, I'm just waiting to see what the jury comes out on. And like we've discussed before, Zika is not officially a threat to a man or a woman who has no desire to childbear, but it's a threat to everyone else who later decides to become pregnant, because if you get it when you're pregnant, it could cause the baby possibly to have microcephaly and then later neurological disorders. Or if you are a man or a woman who doesn't plan on getting pregnant, you have it in the blood, mosquito bites you, transmits it to somebody else, now you just cause a problem for that person you had no idea you would cause a problem for. So it's kind of serious. Okay? They say right now, United Airlines, Newark Liberty International Airport's largest carrier, Newark, will let customers who have been advised to avoid the regions change their destination or travel date without a change fee. That's cool of United. Well done. Because I know a lot of, you know, airlines are jerks when it comes to that, so well done. Those customers may also choose to receive a refund instead if the changes are completed by February 29th. United would also waive change fees for their traveling companions as well, according to Charlie Hobart, a United spokesman. That's really cool. Customers who have fears related to Zika should contact us. We'll work with them. Delta has a similar policy, similar to a February 29th deadline. They say several of the major cruise lines have responded to the health emergency by offering pregnant women and their traveling companion an option to switch cruise destinations or rebook their cruise for another time. Yeah, see, that's what I see. What I see is a lot of people going, look, okay, now we're not going to give you your money back, but we'll give you a credit. So you could use that for, you know, because the money's spent. The money went in, already spent. Then they have to go back into the account to pay back. So a lot of them are like, you know what, just, you know, do it another time. But think about it. If you're pregnant, this is your first pregnancy, and you are trying to enjoy life for the last time before the kids come, right? Okay? And you're pregnant now. You're about 6-7 months pregnant. And, you know, how much longer can you put off the trip? Then you're going to have the babies. And then you're going to have to deal with the babies on the cruise. And, oh, my gosh, those staterooms are so small, and they're whining, and the kids are fighting. And, you know, so I don't know how practical that is. One question that I'm waiting for somebody to ask me, and I don't have the answer yet, so don't ask me, is at what point in the pregnancy is the baby already, can we say that the baby is safe such that we don't have to worry about the Zika virus affecting the development because the skull and the cranium is already built and already made? Obviously, the later stages. But I don't think that's going to be very easy to test, okay? And we don't know the exact week at where they're going to say, nah, Zika won't affect you if you get it. Okay, because here's the other thing that we forget about, okay? We're talking about a structural issue with Zika affecting the brain size of the baby. Okay, a structural issue. The babies that come out have neurological issues and do not develop well. How do we know that all the Zika affected was skull size? How do we know there wasn't a couple other things that the Zika virus did in terms of mental capacity? It's very hard to test with the baby what their speech skills are, what their language skills are, what their cognition is. You know, the older they get, maybe you could test the memory, etc. So, you know, a big mistake we have is we think one very finite exact thing happens when we report that there's a bad outcome of something. And you don't realize that there could be thousands of things that actually occur. But the biggest thing we notice and the most prominent is the one we talk about, all right? And it's because maybe you can't diagnose the rest. So if they later say, look, guys, we figured this out. The brain is, you know, even though the brain continues to develop, the size of the calvarium, the skull, is usually fine near the end of the pregnancy, so you're okay if you have to travel, I'd say, no, wait, because how the heck do you know what else it does to the brain? So that would be what I say here. All right. So let me see if we have any other issues from the rentals. If they're, you know what, travel insurance a lot of times will also help cover. I'm really a fan of travel insurance because one thing I could predict is unpredictability. And so I'm ready for a trip, and then all of a sudden the trip gets canceled or something happens or I get my period, I don't know, and then all of a sudden I have to cancel the trip. And so I think travel insurance is a good purchase. Most people say insurance companies you lose your money on, but when it comes to travel insurance, that could be an issue. Some of you guys like Parmesan cheese. Well, we're being told that the FDA paid a surprise visit to a cheese factory in rural Pennsylvania back in 2012 and found that Castle Cheese Incorporated was doctoring its quote-unquote 100% real Parmesan with cut-rate substitutes and fillers such as wood pulp and distributing it to some of the country's biggest grocery chains. Are you kidding me? Wood pulp? Some grated Parmesan suppliers have been mislabeling products, filling them with, quote, cellulose, which is a common anti-clumping agent made from wood pulp, or using cheaper cheddar instead of real Romano. So, Castle President Michelle Murter is scheduled to plead guilty this month to criminal charges, face a year in prison, and up to a $100,000 fine. When you look at this, you're like, come on, people. Now, I don't add Parmesan cheese. If I eat cheese, I like to kind of eat it from the brick. So, but guys, be careful out there. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You better hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.